buddy Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about MoviePass, which seems to be going through some major problems. I mean, I'm in another country, and even I know that this system is completely flawed, not going to last, and is people are upset, people are posting stuff about it, because the whole concept to me sounds completely bizarre. But James, you remember, what's kind of going on over there?
I am a member. I signed up back in August when they announced the price reduction from, I think it was $40 a month to $10 a month. And I signed up for $10 a month knowing full well that this day would come when the investors were going to, this is not, in fact, feasible in the slightest. But I took advantage of it to go and see a lot of movies that I would not have otherwise seen. I, being the nerd that I am, kept a spreadsheet of how much I had saved. So I canceled my account, but it's still good for until sometime near the end of this month. And with everything that I've paid, I'll probably see one or two more movies. But assuming I don't, I'll have paid $5.50 for the movies that I saw, for about 20 movies, $5.50 each, which is a great deal in the current economy. So
the question is, now, why have you canceled?
I canceled not because they increased the price, I was expecting that, but because I can't have faith in the system anymore. You know, the whole reason we're talking about it in the first place is, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, people were trying to use the card to go see Mission Impossible, which was the brand new release that weekend, and MoviePass ran out of money, so you could no longer actually use it to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I knew we're on a ticking clock. This is done, and I can't be sure whether I check into a movie to use for it if I will actually be able to use the card. Yeah. So I was like, all right, you know what? Not worth even risking it. Let me see what my options are for my local theaters. Fortunately, I found that one of my theaters does discounted Tuesdays, so that's going to kind of become my go-to. I'll still see my favorite comic movies and Star Wars movies on release night because I'm that kind of sucker. Yeah. But everything else, like Christopher Robin, for instance, if I want to go see it, I'm going to go see it the Tuesday after release, which would be this coming Tuesday. Because it's not worth going $13, $14, $20 per pop. So, but here's the thing. And here's what I'm kind of hoping we get from MoviePass. Even if it by itself doesn't survive, we're starting to see some of the local theaters, or the chains anyway, offering their own services that are very similar.
Yeah.
AMC, which is one of the major chains here, they've got one down in Disney. Yeah. So I think when you were in Disney, you saw a movie, it would have been at the AMC theater there. They've got their own thing where you pay a single monthly fee and you get X number of movies per month. No restrictions as far as I know. My local theater, which is part of the Cinemark chain, has something not nearly as good. It's like $10 a month, but you only get to see one movie a month or something like that. I haven't actually looked too closely at it. But if we can see this trend continue, it really takes the barrier out of going to the movies that a lot of people have, which is the price.
Yeah.
Because I will say this, for all the flaws that MoviePass has and has had since its inception, I went and saw movies that I would never have seen in theaters otherwise.
Yeah.
And that is money that is in the pockets of the movie theaters. It's in the pockets of the producers and the companies. Now, they might not have gotten as much as they wanted from me, because I'm also one of those guys who's like, no, I'm not stopping at the concession stand. And it's not even a matter of price, though. That's what I'll tell most people. It's actually, I don't actually like eating during a movie. I just want to be focused on the movie, and it's kind of a distraction. But
what you eat then while you're waiting for the movie to start. That's what I will admit. I always take in usually a bag of sweets and a drink, and then you usually never make it through to even past the trailers.
Especially nowadays with 30 minutes of trailers in front of movies.
I know last time I was at the cinema and I went to look at the price of, and I go, I am not paying £4 for a bag of sweets that I bought at the pound shop. It's like, I'm not paying that kind of price for that. It's like, nope, it's too much. But I think for me, looking at MoviePass, we have got, I think the Odeon has a monthly system. It's about £18-20 a month, and you get to see movies. The View, my local cinema chain, doesn't do anything like this. I can see why these passes and stuff, cinemas are trying to get people in. People aren't going to the cinema as much. They're only going for the big epic movies. They're not going, but they're not releasing as many smaller movies. I mean, how many of them seem to be coming straight to Netflix? Because there's a matter of times that you see these like low-end movies and they're going straight to Netflix, not even hitting cinemas. And I can see why they didn't, but this movie pass seemed to be a bit like they were trying to force cinemas to join them rather than kind of working with them. The fact that they're like, you were very, people couldn't get their tickets. People obviously were annoyed because they paid for it and they can't get what they were promised. So they were annoyed at movie pass. And they're then annoyed at cinemas for not following through, even as technically they're like, well, we're not even selling the tickets to you. We're going through third parties. I don't quite get how, I guess, another company can sell tickets for them at a discounted rate. It was just like...
But they're not. They're not selling tickets for the company. You know, if you have a movie pass, it's not like you just use it and you magically have a ticket.
Yeah.
It was basically a credit card that had a zero balance, and when you went to a movie, you would say, I'm checking into this movie, and they would load up the amount of that ticket onto it. And that ticket price was determined by the theaters, not by MoviePass. So it wasn't like, I'm paying $10 a month, that ticket now becomes an $8 ticket. No, it's still a $14 ticket. I'm just not paying it. Someone else is. And that was the real problem, of course, is how do you sell people a $10 a month thing when tickets are more than $10? You're literally losing money on every single sale.
Yeah.
The idea behind it was that they would eventually get to that point where they could cut a rate with the companies where they could say, we're bringing people to your theater that wouldn't otherwise be coming.
Yeah.
You're showing your smaller movie, you know, that's not going to be able to compete with Avengers Infinity War or Star Wars or whatever. But we're getting people to come and see that movie who wouldn't otherwise see it. Cut us a deal.
Yeah.
But by this point, by the time we're recording this, that has not happened and is not likely to happen.
And as from a business point of view, I'd be sitting there, you know, as the cinema people going, well, hold on, we're building, we've got the buildings, we've got the staff, we've got everything, and you're trying to take a slice of our pie for nothing. As far, in my eyes, I'm looking at it going, well, yeah, it's not like Netflix. They're not even providing anything that they've tried muscling in on basically being like a ticket tout in between the customer and the cinema chain and want to cut the pie. And it's like, yeah, no wonder it was never going to work, because would like the cinema chains want anything? They don't need it. They can do it themselves. You know, they can do Discount Tuesdays. They can do their own, you know, if AMC ran their own pass, they could outbeat MoviePass themselves and force them out of business, because they could offer their own thing and they'd be like, well, we can cut out the middlemen.
And that's pretty much what they've done. And Cinemark, and I'm sure other theaters as well, plus any theater that does the $6 or $5 Tuesday deal. When I was in New England, I lived there for a couple of years, there was a theater in New Hampshire called Chunky's, which is it's one of those combination theater and food places. So not just like your popcorn and stuff. You could actually order meals and they'll bring you the meal during the movie. And I realized very quickly that I could sign up for their newsletter and they would actually send free tickets every once in a while. I'd probably every 2 or 3 months I would get a free ticket. I saw Toy Story 3 using this free ticket that they sent. With the idea being, you know, they don't make money on the tickets anyway.
Yeah.
All the money comes from concessions. And even then, because you did get a full meal with it, I kind of did once or twice, but even then, you know, there was no obligation to buy a meal. It wasn't part of it. But going back to MoviePass, I think I see both sides of this. You know, what MoviePass was trying to do, at least on the consumer side of things, was a very good thing, because it gave you a reason to go to movies that you might not otherwise. I saw a lot of great movies that I would not have seen in theaters. I saw Wind River and Death of Stalin and movies like that. And it was worth it. But also from the side of the movie theaters, like you're talking about, why the heck would they ever want to work with MoviePass on this? Their cut of the pie is already so small on these movies. You know, they're getting edged out by the distributors, by the producers, by the companies, by the, you know, the rights, by having to pay their staff.
Yeah,
I have my customers. I have a business. It's almost like, you know, I have a guide, brings a customer up to my door, orders his food for me. He gets the order, and then they sign, go, well, can we have it a bit discounted because I'm getting in it? And I'm like, well, I can just deal with the customer directly, and I don't have to deal with you.
It's just right. Like, but here's the other thing. The other side of the thing is, if that person going door to door didn't bring you a customer, if that person going door to door or worked out a deal with you brought hundreds of customers in, you know, that might make a difference. You might be willing as a store owner to go, okay, I'm not going to make as much per sale, but I'm increasing my sales by a factor of X. That might make it worthwhile for you to work with them. But MoviePass never got to that.
No, but point. Also, I could also see from the cinema's point of view, if you've got a theater full, jam-packed with people that's maybe half, 75% MoviePass, you've then got to clean up and employ your staff to go and do all the tidying up. And if they've brought, and if you're looking at the end of the ticket sales going, they've not brought any concessions because they've all been really cheap and they've not spent any money, and we've got to spend more money tidying up, and the theater's full, and our paying customers couldn't get in, you're going to start being like,
well, I think more than likely, if you're in that situation, you're not looking at paying customers because you don't have any. The appeal of MoviePass is bringing in customers you wouldn't otherwise have. But yeah, you do. As the business owner, you always have to do the cost analysis. So if we go back to this theoretical guy who's bringing you customers to your shop by the cafe, if he wants such a big cut or such a big discount that even if he brings in 1,000 new customers, you're not seeing profit from that, well, no, yeah, but why would you possibly also, do that?
The thing is, as well, is that it's all very fine bringing 1,000 people in. But if you are, if they're squeezing out space for customers that can't get in because they've filled up your spaces, then you're not, it's like, well, actually, that's the, you know, I can imagine on an opening, I can see why they would bring a restriction in on opening weekend. Because why would the cinemas, you know, this is their busiest weekend, you know, say, you know, Ant-Man came out or Christopher Robin came out this week, you would want your full paying normal customers that when you would normally fill the screen the second weekend when it's quieter, you want the MoviePass people in.
Well, the first weekend, but again, you probably wouldn't.
Again, though, remember right now there is no deal in place. If you are buying a $12 ticket, regardless of what I paid MoviePass, me as a customer is still giving the movie theater $12. It's just going through MoviePass and they're making the money appear out of magic. They're not losing. They're not losing a paying customer in that case because on the 12. And again, we're talking about a situation where most people aren't going to movies. Even the big blockbuster movies, Star Wars, Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, the DC movies, all of these aren't filling theaters even on opening night. Yes, they're getting very big numbers. And if you spread it across the country, you're talking about like billions of dollars. But it is very, very rare at the moment for you to go into a theater and be like, oh, there's only two seats left. It looks like I'm sitting here and you're sitting over there. Sorry. I haven't had that experience since the first X-Men movie.
All right, 2000. See, usually, that's the last time I did that. Usually, I've gone in, you know, like the bit, like Infinity War and like Deadpool. They were pretty, I mean, Infinity War was packed. They were sold out places. But the only thing I was trying to think of that, like, could you imagine if Netflix was like rent? If like every time you watched a movie, you were paying £4 on like the rental on like the Amazon store, and you're paying your it's always like a weird thing. Like, yeah, that's not really gonna work in long run of a system. And unfortunately, I think they went way too big, way too quickly, and it's unsurprisingly, well, they completely ran out of money.
That was their business plan. They needed to go big very, very quickly in order to make it sustainable because they needed to make it go big enough so they could cut the deal with movie theaters and pressure them into it.
Yeah.
They never got to that point. The good thing that has come out of this is some of those theaters have gone, all right, well, we might not have liked the way MoviePass did it, but we got more people in our seats than we were expecting. So we're going to start our own system, and this is great for consumers. One way or another.
I must admit, if my local cinema did a monthly package, and you'd be there going, well, as long as I see one movie a month, but then of course what they're really after is they're after your subscription and you never go.
It's the gym membership idea. So yeah, you sign up for your $30 a month gym, you go a couple times the first month, maybe one or two times the next month, and then you forget about it, and then you're just paying for it. Because yes, I'll totally go this week. Yeah. And yeah, of course they're hoping for that. That's, I think even in their own business documents, they were like, what we really need is the majority of our users to only see one movie a month. Because if they see one movie a month, then we're making money off of the user. If we're if they're seeing more than one movie a month, then we're losing money on that customer. So they wanted people to forget about the payment. Of course, that's the way it was, and the theaters want you to do the same thing. But, you know, if you are aware of this, and I think, you know, again, we're talking about people who are in a position to actually go to the movies fairly regularly. If you are, you know, a family and you've got young kids, probably not for you. Because you're not going to have the opportunity to use it.
But see, like, you know, especially with a family thing, if you did buy that movie pass and, you know, there's four of you or five of you and you went every single Saturday, you know, that it would be a big saving. But who knows how long it's going to last. I know they put out a weird press release where they got a bit aggressive and a bit odd and like making quotes about, you know, and like, yeah, you're not really sort of, you're being a bit cocky when you kind of haven't really got, you know, they're trying to position themselves like as favors for consumers. And it's like, it's not really quite going to work like that. But we'll have to know what you guys think of MoviePass. Let us know in the comments below. Get in touch with us on social media. Follow, like, subscribe. James, where can I find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Adios.
Later.